This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
All right, welcome back. Momentarily, I believe, we will be hearing from Nick Sirianni. We have not heard from... Oh, he's there. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the coach of the 14-3 Philadelphia Eagles, the champions of the NFC in the regular season, Nick Sirianni. Nick, congratulations.
Hey, thanks, Angelo.
Now, Nick, I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. I'm thrilled. We got the most we could have hoped for was a bye in the first round, and I've still been complaining most of the morning. Can you believe
it? You're kidding me. You're kidding. I can't wait to answer all your questions. Hey, and I can even answer a couple more today because I gave the coaches off today. They're off, and so we're off. And I don't got anything to do. I'll give you two more questions today.
Wow, that is very generous. Well, let me just start by asking you what it feels like to be the number one seed in the NFC and have a bye in the first round.
Yeah, you know, obviously we're excited about that. We're excited to be able, you know, I think Patrick Mahomes said it the other day, you know, we already won a playoff game, right? And that's basically how you look at it, because all these teams are going to be fighting for their football lives this week to survive in advance, and we get to sit there and just move on. And so what's really good about that, where I think that obviously is a big advantage, we get to just sit there for the entire week, right? We get to sit here for an entire week and think about what we can do better, what we've done well, what we haven't done well, and self-scout ourselves. And that's a huge, huge advantage. Obviously, it's a huge advantage to be able to play your playoff games at home. And so, you know, that's why the one seed in the NFC's championship is so important.
Absolutely. Now, the big story, I guess, yesterday was the return of Jalen Hurts after a couple of weeks off. When did you know for sure, Nick, that you were going to have him?
You know, that's just a week. That goes throughout the week. You know, I knew that what we had to do the 2 weeks prior to is basically hold Jalen off, because Jalen's going to want to play through anything. He'll play through absolutely everything. He's tough. He's one of the toughest guys I know. And, you know, so it was a weekly process, right? And so he got the reps last week. But, you know, you don't know for sure until, you know, Wednesday was a walkthrough. Thursday was our heavy practice, and then you wanted to see how he recovered from Thursday, and how he was feeling, and then see how he was with 2 days in a row after Friday's practice. So I don't know if I have a, you know, I felt good about it. It kept trending upwards, and I felt good about it. But to say we really knew, you know, I would say Friday was when we said, okay, he's going, and you know, he's going to be sore. We feel comfortable that he can't hurt himself any further, but we know it's going to hurt like hell, and he's going to be able to play through it because that's who Jalen is.
Wow. Well, how do you think he did?
You know, I thought he played a solid game, and what I was happy with, you know, I know this is a crazy thing to be happy about, but like, I was happy that we were able to, that, you know, he was able to make some mistakes in that game yesterday, and we all make mistakes in the game, starting with myself. But, you know, I was happy that he was able to make some mistakes in the game to kind of, I want to say, you know, knock the rust off a little bit, you know. And so, because he had been out for the past 2 weeks, as we all know. And so I was happy that he made, and, you know, you don't want to make the mistakes, but, you know, I'd rather make them, you know, yesterday, instead of in the playoffs. And even though yesterday we were playing for everything, and they were minor mistakes, but they were just some things that we need to knock the rust off. But besides that, I thought he played a good game. Now, I'll be honest with you. I haven't even watched the tape yet. We don't get very many opportunities in this league to not work the next day, because everything, like, that's why I'm giving you two more questions, because I don't have a meeting to rush to, and I don't have I didn't have to have the grade film. I am actually going in with Jalen. I know the coaches are off, but Jalen said to me, "Hey, let's go watch the tape tomorrow." I said, "You got it."
Wow.
So he wanted to work and move on, and so at 12 o'clock, me, him, Shane, and Brian Johnson are going to watch the tape together in there. So a couple of us are working, but everyone else needs to have that time off.
That is awesome. That's one of the reasons people love the guy. He's got the Philly work ethic. You know, Nick, he always wants to do the next thing and make sure he gets it right. We love the kid.
That's what makes him special, Angela.
Well, here's the one thing that I'm a little upset about. You're quoting Pat Mahomes, and I don't think Pat Mahomes is the MVP. I think it's Jalen Hurts. Could you check in on that? I mean, he's 14-1, Nick. Isn't he the MVP?
I definitely everything I can do to get Jalen Hurts MVP, I'll do. Who I need to talk to, I'll do it. Because to me, what he means to our football team, that's what we talk about with most valuable player. Who's the most valuable player to their team? In this league, and Jalen Hurts is, there's no doubt in my mind that he should be the MVP of this league. Like, look what he's done. Exactly what you said. And then someone sent me something that he's 18-1 as a starter through his last whatever many games, and that's pretty incredible. And he's a stretch of football, a really impressive stretch together of what they're doing.
That's awesome. All right, Nick, the fan perception, which I share, is that right now, for the past several games, the team is not playing its best football. Do you agree? And if so, how big a concern is it?
You know, you're always working to get better. And you'd love to blow everybody out and to get huge wins. And I get that. I understand that. We know that we're working through things. That, as far as the two losses before, no excuses. In that we didn't play our best football yesterday was sloppy in some senses, and it really felt like that game could have been blown open had we finished in the red zone. And we just got to do a better job coaching. We got to do a better job executing there. We're very results aware. We're super but what we really base everything on is our process. Did we go through our process that week to get better? And sometimes it doesn't always show in your results. I know we're working hard in practice. I know we're practicing harder than any team I've ever been on in this league, that we practice harder than everybody and any team I've ever been on. I know we meet hard, right? Our meetings are detailed. Our players are detailed. We walk through hard. And I know we're committed to getting better at our core values. And so, like, sometimes the results aren't exactly what you expect every time out of that, but I know that we're getting better from the process that we're going through each week. So it's kind of, what's interesting, it's kind of like what we said last year. Like, maybe you aren't seeing the results, but the roots are growing, and the roots are continuing to grow out. And I'll double down on that. I know I got made fun of about that, and that's okay. But the roots are growing, and they're continuing to grow, and the foundation is continuing to spread out, and that's what we're completely concerned about. And we're very results aware. But we just want to keep growing, and we do feel like we're doing that, and we'll correct the mistakes that we're making. I know that. I don't see this team making the same mistakes over and over and over again. Those are the ones that really fire you up and get you angry. So sometimes you're going to make new mistakes, but the most important thing is that you go get them fixed and you don't make them over and make them again.
All right, Nick, one thing on each side of the ball. On defense, shutout for 38 minutes. Then Davis Webb leads the Giants. A lot of their backups, 9 plays 69, 10 plays 59, 7 plays 54, 16 points in all. What happened in the latter stages defensively?
Yeah, that's a good question. Hey, before I answer that question, though, Angelo, did Peter from Mapleshade call in today?
Not yet. Why, you?
You think he's wearing his Giants hat around Mapleshade today?
Oh, that's right. He has not called in. I think he is hiding out right now because he lost again.
I needed to throw that in there.
Fair enough. I hope he sees you on the tennis court soon, Nick.
So the last drive, Angelo, like, okay, so they had the field goal. They drove down, got the field goal, made it 19-3. Then they had those two quarterback draws, were good calls by those guys. And, you know, so, and then the very last drive I made, you know, so those two drives, they moved the ball a little bit on us. They ran the ball a little bit on us. You know, and part of that is that you're trying not to give up a big play and this and that. The very last drive I mandated that we don't get the ball thrown over our heads and that we make sure that this thing goes, they don't have any timeouts. Make sure that if they do score, they score under the 2-minute warning. So that way we can, get the onside kick and then knee the ball out. So, you know, that we bled yards at the end, but that's me. And that's the way the game was right at that particular point. And Gannon's going to want to be aggressive there and do it. But I mandated that he doesn't get, you know, that we, nothing got over our heads and that they let him dink and dunk. And so, you know, that's just the way that game ended out.
All right. The other side of the ball, you kind of clinched the win with a very long drive, featured mostly the running game. But you started the game with 9 straight passes. And I'm just wondering, again, I know I've asked this most weeks, why didn't you commit to the run much earlier in the game?
You know, I think the with the type of offense we are, I'll take you back to last year. And, you know, after our loss against Tampa Bay, I want to take you into that meeting and take the fans into that meeting. And the discussion was, okay, we're number one in rushing the football last year in the NFL. And we were number 23 or 24 in passing. And we said to ourselves, if we want to be the explosive offense and score the points that we need to do, this needs to change, right? We need to be in the top 15. We need to still be the running team we are. We still need to be a top 5 running team. But we need to be a top 15 passing team to score the type of points that we know we need to score to do the things we need to do to win the division and to win playoff games and so on and so forth. And so, you know, that's where our offense has been this year. We finished number 5 in rushing, and we finished number 9 in passing, and that's exactly what we wanted. And we feel like that's why our offense is explosive. That's why we are number 2. We are number 2 in the NFL in scoring, Again, do you want to be extreme either way? No, and that's exactly what we felt we were last year, was extreme to the run game, and we wanted to balance that out because we knew we had the players to do so, and we knew we could be more explosive. So, you know, we score more points than we did last year. We're still, I believe Bob Lang told me, we still are the third highest rush team in the NFL, so we did rush it. We've rushed it third most in the NFL, and, you know, I felt like yesterday in that game, Angelo, we really moved the ball well, and we didn't execute in the red zone. And you know, I think if you know we score, if we're just what we've been in the red zone down there, you see how much longer my answers are today when I don't have to rush to a meeting.
No problem. We're loving it. Go right ahead, Nick.
All right, cut me off when you have to go to a commercial, okay? So you know, we felt like, hey, if we would have finished in the red zone, and we would have, you know, we didn't. I understand that, but if we finish in the red zone, we scored 40 yesterday, and we're not having this conversation. But we didn't, and we need to be better there. But that's the answer to the run game question. But you know, it's good to close it out with the run game and eat some clock with that run game like we did yesterday.
You know, Nick, I wasn't going to ask this, but since we're having this nice, relaxed conversation, what'd you think of that call that nullified the touchdown offensive lineman downfield from the 2-yard line? Do you like that call?
You know, I didn't like that call.
Because I thought it was, I've never seen that. I've never, it was a yard from the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, Dad, you like the call?
No, it's horrible.
My dad's sitting next to
me. Oh, your dad is there. Oh, my God, there. Your dad is there.
He is not allowed to answer any questions. I already told him that. He can just sit there and, so I'm not gonna subject him to anything of what he thinks about the run game or anything like that, right?
All right. But Nick, what did he think of the call?
He put his thumb down and just said he didn't like it. So I always got to play this correct, and I got to say, hey, they got a tough job and this and that, but like, hey, they got us. My brother too. When we were talking, my brother Mike is gonna, when I call him or when he calls me after a game, he's always, you know what? It's like calling in the radio show. He's going to tell me what we messed up. You know what I mean? And so he actually said that he didn't think that was illegal man downfield. But, hey, you know, they called it, and that's what it was. And it obviously took some points off the board.
Well, I want you to say something to your dad, okay, because you're 14-3 and we're thrilled and you got the bye and all that. We think we would love him if he were the head coach just as much as we love his son. Would you let him know? Because it sounds like he likes to run the ball more than Nick does.
They ran the wing T when he was head coach. I don't even know how many times they actually passed it.
Last thing, I'm just curious, Nick. What does the week look like now as you prepare for the playoffs?
Yeah, great question. The you know, it's all about, like, there's so many scenarios of who we can play, right? It's like, and when we can play. You know, there's so many scenarios. I know my mom, who's sitting here too, she's asking me if my aunt can come to the game and can we get her tickets to the game. I was like, Mom, I don't even know who we're playing or when we're playing. Well, yeah, Aunt Byrne can have tickets. My wife said Aunt Byrne can have tickets, but I don't even know who the heck we're playing, and I don't even know when it's going to be. But you know what? What's really I love this bye week, right? And I love the bye week in the season. And I'm really excited to get in right now, because to me it's a hugely important part of the process of what you're trying to accomplish. It's not always super clear of what you're outstanding at and what you're really struggling. It's not always as clear as you think it would be, and so you need to go and you need to really grind on the tape and grind on the numbers to see where you're being successful, what you're doing well, what you're not doing well, what your tendencies are. Like, it is a huge, huge advantage to have that bye week to be able to do this. And so that's what we'll do, right? I know the guys needed to be off today. The coaches and the players needed to be off today because it's late in the year, as we know, and this is a mental grind. And so they needed, you know, that's important, that we're going to get sleep and our minds are going to be fresh and all those different things. But, you know, when we go back to work on Tuesday as coaches, we're going to grind. We're going to grind to figure out all those different things. And then the players will be in Wednesday. We'll grind on the tape with them, make the corrections from this tape. And then Thursday, Friday, we'll practice. And it'll be good to get in there with some pads and practice and, you know, work on some things that we're going to figure out about ourselves on Tuesday and Wednesday as coaches. And then, you know, be able to get in there. And the great thing about because you're not preparing for opponents, so you're doing competitive practices. And the great thing about that is that, you know, iron sharpens iron, right? And so we have great defense. We have a great offense, you know, highly ranked in both areas, and we know we got good players on both sides. So we just feel like that time against each other is going to really make us better as a football team, because we're playing against really good players on the opposite sides of the ball. So we're going to grind both mentally and physically this week to make sure we're ready for whomever we play at the link on the following week.
Well, Nick, listen, first of all, congratulations. 14-3 is insane. It's phenomenal. And I got to get back to bitching now, so I have to let you go. All right, but Nick, thank you for this insight, and thank your parents, because your dad is a great football mind. Has to be, and I'm sure your brothers are too. Nick, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Angela. All right, have a good day. Talk to you next week.
Nick Sirianni on a really kind of different side of him. He gets it. He does get it. 215-592-9494, WIP Sports. All right, it's 9:26. I just want you to know before we do the hot seat that Keith Jones has indicated to me during that break that I should be on the hot seat now because he found me to be too chummy with the head coach.
You were molded like a piece of clay.
This
man is good. He's
Rhea,
good.
Would you
He's
stop
good.
Him, please?
He is good.
Well, I was
listen,
not molded.
I will tell you, he, when Nick's not mad at you about yeah. Jonathan Gannon, he's incredibly charming.
He's very charming.
Oh, yeah.
Jonesy, I was charmed, but I am un... Wait a minute.
Pigeon.
What is that?
That's
I'm
a pigeon.
A pigeon?
He had you at a low, that guy.
Don't you have to go to Buffalo? What are you
yeah,
doing here?
After this break. Let's keep going for a few more minutes there.
Oh, man.
That
He's
was beautiful. I liked
it. Just
it.
So you know, now I have to attack him. This jackass
yes.
is driving to Buffalo.
Yes.
That is over 6 hours, and he will not put the radio on once he leaves the actual listening area of WIP.
Correct.
He will not even use the app, and he will listen. What will you listen to?
Nothing. The sound of the road. And it's a lot better than this.
All right.
How does snow sound when you get up towards Buffalo? How does snow sound?
It yeah. sounds bad.
I hope you get a blizzard.
Thank you.
Ava Graham,
yeah.
who is on the hot
Angelo,
seat?
Angelo, I will say it's a little difficult to do this after Sirianni, but I got to do what the show dictated.
Today, the Eagles coaches are on the hot seat. Sponsored by Xfinity Mobile. Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. A different kind of network designed to save you money. Hot seat.
We have a quarterback with a sore arm, and we open up with 8 or 9 pass plays.
Nine straight passes.
Hurts looks. Hurts fires. Complete on a crossing pattern.
He's back again. He's looking, firing, and he throws it out of bounds.
Steps up, and he fires over the middle. Complete. Fakes. Looks. Fires. He completes it. Fires for the end zone, and it is incomplete. Hurts looking. He's being chased. He stops. He throws, and it is out of bounds. Incomplete.
All right. I get it. That's enough.
They need to get it together. 10 passing plays, you don't run the ball? For what? The dude's injured, and my Captain America ain't out there to save his lives. What are you doing?
Nick, Shane, why? Just why?
People are livid, and they're livid at the coaching staff.
46% of our listeners believe that coaching is the biggest weakness of the 14-3 Eagles. Over the offense, over the defense, over special teams. It's the coaching we're worried about.
They're livid at how these masterminds of football managed to make a game in your home ballpark with so much at stake yep. against a bunch of scrubs.
Yeah, that didn't want to be there.
If you're not worried, congratulations. You have somehow managed to block out reality. All right, hold on. I have a couple
of... You giving an apology now?
No, I'm not giving an apology. Hey, I found that to be way too harsh. And B, I was my words were taken out of context.
No, they were not.
Rhea,
no,
my
they
words
were
were
not.
Taken.
Under
Nick,
context.
Nick, you know how they can
the
edit
phone.
Stuff so it sounds way worse than
Angelo,
it is.
Angelo, I'm going to stay for a couple more questions today.
Okay, shut up. Shut up, Jonesy.
That was
how
beautiful.
Dare you.
That was beautiful.
That's all it took.
It's Jonesy, time. It's time, buddy.
Jonesy, in only 2 seasons, Nick Sirianni has figured out Angelo.
Yes.
No.
Oh, it's a
no.
beautiful thing.
Rhea, you're the one that called him charming.
Here comes the pecan pie.
He was molding right, you like nobody's
Jonesy,
business.
I'm sorry. Jonesy.
I'm out.
Yes,
okay,
get out.
I'm leaving.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am throwing a co-host out of the studio right now.
Goodbye, everybody.
Jonesy, get out there and listen to us in your car on the way to Buffalo.
I will not do that, but I am going to Buffalo. See you, pal.
Well, I appreciate your support.
Yeah,
get out of here, Jonesy.
Love it.
Get out of here. He just ridiculed Barrett. You're my only friend left here.
I know, man. I know,
man. I can't even trust Rhea at this point.
Friends like that. Friends like that, man.
Jimmy's up from Oakland. Hi, Jimmy.
Good morning, Ange. Good morning to what's left of the team.
Good morning.
What are you feeling, Jimmy? What are you feeling today?
Well, brother, your wife isn't the only one that's worried about this season ending early.
Yeah, exactly, Jimmy. That performance yesterday indicates not a long run in the playoffs. That's what I saw.
Well, you know, when they put this coaching staff together, I was apprehensive from the get-go. And by the time we got to 12-1 this year, even though I didn't like anything they were doing on either side of the ball, I had to concede that, like, well, you know, maybe the proof's in the pudding. Maybe I should just shut up and just let them do their thing. But after the cold in Chicago, after 2 weeks with a backup quarterback, after this week with a quarterback with an injured wing, and we don't, number one, when we win the coin toss, take the ball. Number two, use one of our biggest underused weapons, which is the studs on our offensive line, turn them loose, shorten the game, protect those quarterbacks, and cut the ring in half effectively. They haven't done any of that. And, you know, that guy Sly early on, you know, maybe there was something to his rap about, you know, why they're not going that way. Because common sense, I mean, well, what could they possibly say? Oh, well, we're running against Dallas, a team that we get the run.
All right, Jimmy, let me get in here for a minute because I want to respond with the new information we got from the coach a few minutes ago. So they got to the end of last year, and they made it into the playoffs with a tremendous running game. And their deduction was, now we need to build up the passing game so that it's as good. Rhea, that is what he said,
yes,
right?
Yep.
So they have made a concerted effort every week to establish the pass
because
yes. they already know they have a good running game, right? That's all well and good. I got no complaint about that. But not to the extent that they did it yesterday, where they did not even try a run for the first 9 plays while trying to preserve the health of the quarterback. That is not logical. And nothing the coach said made me feel better about what they were doing with that. Jimmy, they got to run the ball. If it's your strength, embrace it. Don't recoil at it. Don't say, oh, we got to do the other thing. Now, they did it. The minute they got A.J. Brown, they knew they were going to be better with the passing game. A.J. Brown is phenomenal.
Well, that's clear.
So that's it. But, Jimmy, I appreciate your insights. Kenny from the Dirty 30s up next. Hi, Ken.
I wish I was high because I went to bed last night thinking, we're the number one seed. We got to buy. Jalen Hurts is back, and all I've heard today is, woe is me, woe is me. I don't know what I'm listening to. Angelo,
hold on.
Sometimes, you know, well, wait, you know I love you, but sometimes you need a smack in the face.
No, listen to me, Kenny. Kenny, here's, I got the, you were at the game, am I right?
Of course I was.
In the fourth quarter, when Davis Webb was going up and down the field, you had a big happy smile on your face and were fine, or were you bitching in the stands?
They were making business decisions out there. They just wanted to get that game over. They weren't going to let him get all the way back. I mean, it was like a preseason game.
You're lying right now. He's lying right now.
I am not lying.
You were complaining in the stands yesterday late in the game. True or false?
False. Who are you talking to? Come on, how long you know me? 20 years?
You were complaining. You don't know how to get through a game without bitching.
Well, that's true. But now here's actually what I was saying.
Yes.
The one kryptonite we have is against backup quarterbacks named Webb.
Oh, I had.
Oh, my God, you're right.
Joe Webb. Yep. Joe Webb was the Tuesday night horror show.
Yes. Yeah, it was.
Years ago.
Yeah.
And people were even asking on my email, Kenny, if he was a distant relative of Joe Webb. But this time.
Same hey, mother, different father.
Kenny, what do you feel? Tell me what you feel about the next step, because this is big stuff now. It's the playoffs. What do you think?
Well, I see. I got this theory. You know how after the game, Sirianni said that Jalen was sore, and then the whole game they didn't run any RPOs, and Jalen after the game was real low key. I think they are totally, totally trying to snooker whoever we're going to play next.
Playing possum.
I think they're going to come out that. Yes. They're not giving anything. We're going to start playing the underdog. Woe is me. We don't get the respect. I get to see this whole thing coming out now, and the national media is going to buy right into it. I mean, right now they are saying that the 49ers this, the 49ers that, the 49ers this. 49ers are playing a third-string quarterback who's never played in the playoffs against
real
defenses.
That's a great point. That's a great point. Yeah. You're right. And they're going to be playing in front of you if the Eagles get past that first playoff game. They'll be playing it right here, Kenny, and you're not going to let them walk away with the win, are you? The Eagles are going to win that game.
Well, you're also assuming that the 49ers are going to win their first playoff game. Let's not assume anything anymore.
Who were they playing? I got to look
that up. The 49ers? Seahawks.
They're going to win that one. Come on. Seahawks suck.
Well, yeah, but they've beaten them twice. What's that theory about beating the same team
a third time.
Three times in the season?
Kenny, this is going to be fun. We're going out on top, Kenny. Thank you, brother.
Yes, we are. Yes, thanks. We are. Happy. Be happy.
I'm trying to be happy, but at the same time, I'm here to inform people.
Really? When is that starting in your final week?
About a month from now. Give or take, Rhea, about a month from now.
You know, never too late to do anything. 215.
Rhea, it's got to happen soon. Yes. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, I informed you last week about a man named Carl Cheffers, the ref in yesterday's game. We will explore his performance when we return, because that guy sucked. WIP Sports Time is 9:37, and let me tell you something right now. You know, we're in the line of work here. It's all fun and games. But when you can't pay your bills because you got injured on the job and you need to win your disability lawsuit or you need to go to a negotiation and get what you deserve, you better have a good lawyer, and I got a good lawyer for you. I got a great lawyer. His name is Sam Pond. He's part of Pond Lee Hockey Giordano, the most successful workers' compensation law firm in Pennsylvania, and they've got the settlements and the money to prove it. They've gotten billions of dollars for their injured clients, and they've got over 250 years of combined courtroom experience in Pond Lee Hockey Giordano. If you are in trouble, if you need to win that lawsuit, you better get the right lawyers behind you, and that's Pond Lee Hockey. So here's the number to call, 800-568-7500. 800-568-7500, PondLeeHockey.com. All right, 9:42 is the time. This may sound weird, but I would like to take a moment here to thank crooked former NBA ref Tim Donaghy, because nobody taught me more about the way professional sports work. And this is before the legal sports betting that we see today. Then Tim Donaghy, and he did it on a show with us a few years ago when he said, he actually wrote a book about it and then talked to us about it. And Tim Donaghy said, he's still from the area, I believe. He said, leagues are able to control the results that most help the league by assigning referees that they know will call a game the way it is most advantageous for the league. And when I saw on Thursday that Carl Cheffers had been brought out of mothballs to do the first Eagle game he has done in 4 years, the last one having been in the playoffs in that heartbreaker against New Orleans. Ooh, the Eagles had won the championship. Cheffers then did that game. The Eagles got a couple of dubious calls. They got burned in the game, although that was because Jeffries dropped the ball.
Yeah.
But then, after that, they did no Carl Cheffers games for 4 years, and now here he appears to do the game. There were two calls in this game that were so outrageously stupid, right? The first one, Merrill Reese nearly had to be sedated.
Yes, that was awesome.
It was a shot. Webb is rutted out of bounds. He's about a yard from the first stone marker, and he gets hit. I think it was Edwards that shoved him
TJ,
out of bounds.
Yeah.
And here come the flags. Barrett.
The worst
guy
call
was,
ever.
It was 1 yard for the marker. And TJ wanted to make sure he didn't get the first down, and he knocked him out of bounds, and they called a flag. How is that a flag?
He didn't even knock him out of bounds.
Nothing.
He barely tipped him.
He tied on nothing.
He barely
tipped him. Here comes a flag. Carl Cheffers. And then the worst one. The Eagles are there. This, you got it. You will look at this five times and you go, that Carl Cheffers is creative. Yeah. He found a flag to throw for nothing. It had zero bearing on it. Here is the actual play. It's a TD, but we didn't get credit for it.
Hurts, fakes, rolls, fires, complete, touchdown! He's got it, Devontae Smith!
There's so many options off of this offense. It's just crazy. It's mind-blowing.
Now they're taking it away. Now what is the call here?
Downfield? Probably an illegal man downfield.
Yeah, okay. All right, so Mike Quick can't get over that they made that call. You're an offensive lineman, Barrett. Is that a call?
It wasn't enough field to go downfield.
There's no field. You're at the 2 yard. I've never seen that call in my life.
He had 1 foot in the end zone. 1 foot in the end zone. One at the 1 yard mark. And you can't go downfield with two. You're 2 feet there. I mean, how does that happen?
So at this point, Jeffers has made a decision. He's not getting the Eagles in the end zone no matter what it takes. So the next play, just to make sure, he throws a flag, but then it can be nullified because it was an interception. Here's that
call. Hurts in the gun again. Hurts is back. Here comes the rush. He steps up. Now he rolls to his right. Still rolling. Penalty flag down as he fires, and it is intercepted by the Giants in the end zone. But let's see about this.
There's no downfield. They're in the end zone.
Yeah.
He's still talking about it. He's still, Mike Quick is still talking about the previous call.
Right.
Is that an infraction?
This is egregious in so many ways. I mean, he must have got an offer he couldn't refuse.
Carl Sheffers is real. That was you realize if the Devontae Smith touchdown happens, the game's over.
Of course it is.
The game's over.
Everybody
it's like 23
that.
To nothing, exactly. Whatever it was. No, he makes sure you can't get it in. Yeah.
Well, you knew that when you said it last week.
I said it. Listen to me. For the last week or two, I'm here. When it comes to that stuff, Rhea, that is the biggest revelation I learned in the whole time I've been
here.
Well,
people have known it about the NBA for a long time, but it's clear it happens in other sports.
You watch for these guys, Alex Kemp, Carl Sheffers, before it was Walt Anderson. Mm-hmm. There are certain guys that will call in a way that is most advantageous for the league, not the teams.
Yep.
Thank you. I'll be here till 10. Well, it's almost 10 now.
Almost 10 now.
Ladies and gentlemen, the talk stylings of Will of God. Hi, Will.
Yo, what's up, Angelo, man? You ain't going to believe it, man. My God.
What happened, Will?
All right, first of all, I might get in trouble today, so I don't know if I'm going to get banned or kicked out, but am I allowed to be blunt?
Yes, you're allowed to be blunt on this show.
All right, perfect. This is what's going on. First of all, I didn't see the game at all, so I'm listening to y'all, and I can't believe what I'm hearing. And it's blowing my mind. You know, I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, wait. What were you doing instead of watching the game, Will?
I was tailgating with everybody. Oh, my God.
All right, wait. You went to the game, you tailgated, and then you didn't watch the game.
No, I didn't get inside the game. I was tailgating the whole time. I got there early, finally, and I met the only problem with this year was they had the flag game, so people wasn't where they supposed to be. So I had to meet new people and some of my old people. But my God, the love. That's why all these haters out there, you're part-time idiots.
If you Will, the game was on TV. You did not even have a television?
Well, that's the sad part. You only had little people had little TVs. Usually the tailgate, you got TVs all over the place. But damn, it was not really like it was supposed to be.
What about radio? You have a radio. You're on our show. Why not listen to it on the radio?
I would use my phone to videotape everything and everybody. That's why I got the greatest stuff. And I ran into these cops down there, and they said something about the, you know what? Let me play it for you. This is what they said.
Oh, shake it out, Angela. We got something you want. What did you say? I should start so you can stand at me when I'm talking.
Well, who's that?
That's me. Look, this is what the cop said. He said this.
All right, you can't play that on the air. You recorded a cop? Will.
He said, Fritz can't play football. The camera is better than Fritz.
All right, wait a minute. Will, you're way off topic. You were stopped by cops during the tailgating?
And now I went to them. I got all these videos of frogs. This one guy who's with his kids.
Why did you go to the cops? Because of the wiffle ball?
No, because they knew me when I died. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, what's up? You know, I ran up to him. Like, oh. I ran up to everybody. Anybody, people that running me like, yo, Will of God, I love you, can't believe it. You know, it's beautiful. So go on Instagram and TikTok, the two Will_of_God. It's the best thing ever.
All right, well, I understood about 30% of that, which is more than usual.
Okay.
All right, but it appears that he is now so popular that he does not actually go to the games or follow them.
Right.
He entertains people in the parking lot during the games.
You make people famous.
That seems, well, if so, I would like to take this opportunity to apologize.
Thank you.
Tom is up next from CIL. Hi, Tom. How are you?
How you doing, Angelo? I'm very upset about last night's game.
All right, what did you feel? What do you think?
The coaching is out. It just it makes no sense at all. First in Chicago, they try to run the quarterback to kill a poor guy. Last night, you throw 9 straight passes, you got a bad arm, and you're throwing the ball all over the place. And what happened to Miles Sanders in the second half? Did he get hurt?
I don't know. I have a feeling, Barrett, see if you read this the way I did, that they had 2 other guys who are running effectively, so let's not push him. He's got a balky knee.
Yeah, I think they just
is that what you think? They could have used them. I think they elected to go with the other guys because the other guys were running great, Tom. They were doing terrific.
They should have been running the ball the whole game, for God's sake. I mean, they played that game like they really didn't care.
All right, but the coach said that the whole plan this year has been to emphasize more the pass because they had already mastered the run.
You sure it's the coach or not Howie?
Wow. Tom, I don't know. I wouldn't rule that out. They do. Jeff Lurie, never mind Howie. Jeff Lurie, the owner of the team, does not enjoy the running game. Rhea, we know that for a matter of fact.
No.
He did a whole soliloquy on, in the world today, you always establish the pass before the run.
Didn't they beat the Packers in Green Bay a couple of years ago and he complained about how much, I think they ran ball 150 yards.
He doesn't like the run.
Yeah,
I enjoy the run. Especially.
I enjoy wins, whichever way it comes, and sometimes you should run.
Kim, you're going to be our wrap-up because I know you're a great caller. How are you, Kim?
I am good, everybody. How is everybody else doing this morning?
We're 14-3 and we're bitchy.
Well, guess what? Wipe the slate clean. I don't care how many of y'all on the Pro Bowl. I don't care how many folks done got double-digit sacks. All the accolades, out the door.
Start clean.
From scratch.
Out of that.
Because I think some of the younger people who haven't had the opportunity to experience success are kind of riding a little too high on that. They need to hunker down, and that includes the coaches.
Yep. I like this, Kim. So I should come in tomorrow and ignore whatever has preceded this and focus solely on the next goal to win the playoffs. Is that what you're saying?
That's what they have to do.
All right. You know what,
if
Kim?
If you keep thinking about what you've done, then that's where you're going to find yourself one and done.
I like it. Kim, good job. Let me squeeze Mary and see if she has some sage advice as well. Hi, Mary.
Hiya.
Mary, what did you want to say today?
Okay, I'm a first-time caller. I'm so glad I got through.
Nice.
Everyone is concerned with keeping Jalen safe and healthy, of course.
Yeah.
So why did they have him run the quarterback sneak on that fourth down? I cringed, and I was praying that he didn't get hurt or hurt more. Why would they do that?
I love that you waited all this time to call us, and then when you did call, it was with a complaint. I think that's charming, Mary. I love that. Barrett, why did they do a quarterback sneak when they were worried about the health of Hurts?
Well, they weren't worried about him when they were trying to get the quarterback sneak.
Because you know why, Mary? Because he's really good at it, and the other guy, Minshew, sucks at it. You saw the difference. But, Mary, don't be a stranger. I like when you called in. We're 14-3, and something bothered you. That's what we're here for.
But wasn't there, like, that risk of him getting hurt when they just all shoved like that?
Yes, ma'am.
They were all jumping on top of him, Mary. You saw it. That can't be good for your health.
Right.
All right, great. Mary, thank you for the call. See, we got some clarity there. Mary waited all these years. And in the final day, she called and said, why the hell are they quarterback sneaking with Jalen Hurts? That's beautiful.
Look how happy it's made you.
That's beautiful.